This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Milwaukee County spending for next year has been set. County Executive David Crawley has signed a $1.4 billion budget for next year, which includes a 2.5% property tax increase and a $13 million boost for public safety. The budget allocates funding to address overtime costs in the sheriff's office. It also directs $10 million in federal funds to the county transit system and increases the parks budget by $2.3 million. There's also an amendment to help fund renovation at the Mitchell Park domes. A Waukesha County mother faces child abandonment and neglect charges after allegedly leaving her 12-year-old son on the side of I-94. The mother, Flor Escalante, said it followed an argument about his grades. The boy reportedly walked 5 miles to a learning center in Brookfield after being forced out of the car. Escalante allegedly told investigators that her son doesn't appreciate her efforts. In response to a growing teacher shortage, Governor Tony Evers has added to a grant program. $1 million is going to nonprofits to boost the state's educational workforce. The funds will support local organizations in their efforts to identify, prepare, and certify new teachers for Wisconsin's classrooms. The move comes as the state deals with a surge in teacher turnover, mirroring a national trend. Milwaukee County's housing market showed mixed signals in October 2024. Numbers from the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors show prices rising but sales declining. The realtors say median home sale prices reached about $260,000, a 7.9% increase from last year. The number of homes sold dropped by 9% compared to last year in Milwaukee County. When the moon hits your eye this weekend, you'll be seeing something special. Brittany Merlot has more.
It's the last of 4 supermoons of the year on Friday, where the full moon will appear 30% brighter and look nearly 15% bigger as it moves closer than normal to Earth's orbit. If you miss it, you'll have to wait a while to see it look like that again, until October 7th of next year. This one on Friday is also known as the Beaver Moon, because it's when beavers are most active, prepping for winter, building dams, and gathering food. And next month's full moon is called the Cold Moon.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
It's Packers and Bears week. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers held practice getting ready for the Bears in Chicago Sunday, even though the Packers have beat the Bears 10 times in a row. I asked Jordan Love if there's still a rivalry.
Definitely. No, we know the history of the game, and it's definitely, you know, I think it's special to be a part of it. A rivalry that's been going on, the oldest rivalry in football.
In Chicago, Bears head coach Matt Eberflus fired his offensive coordinator.
In the past 48 hours, working through some things and obviously released Shane Waldron. What I'm looking for the offense is creativity, working the guys into open positions on the field. But that takes creativity, but it takes everybody.
Pass coordinator Thomas Brown promoted to offensive play caller. NBA, the Bucks with a 127-120 win in overtime against the Pistons. Damian Lillard out with a concussion. Giannis with 59 points.
Not only did Giannis have to score, he actually had to be our point guard as well.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. When it comes to films opening wide this weekend, it's a bit quiet, sort of like the calm before the storm. All eyes are on next week's openers, which will showcase Barbenheimer 2.0 or Glicked, which is Wicked, and Gladiator 2. But there is one film opening wide this week, and it follows a new trend of badass Santa movies. Red One stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Chris Evans, J.K. Simmons, and the awesome Bonnie Hunt. Johnson plays the head of security at the North Pole and teams up with bounty hunter Evans to find Santa Claus, who has been kidnapped. It's usually an inside job. The first suspect would be Mrs. Claus. Red One is getting less than 40% on Rotten Tomatoes, but don't let that stop you. It looks like pure holiday fun, and at PG-13, it's fun for the whole family. The Bruce Willis film, The Fifth Element, is getting a re-release this weekend, but in a limited capacity. The film is from 1997 and also stars Ian Holm, Gary Oldman, and Chris Tucker. If you feel like staying home, new movies to stream include Megalopolis, Saturday Night, or Michael Keaton's Goodrich. Let's go to the movies. Actor Glenn Powell is no Ethan Hunt. according to actor Glenn Powell. The Top Gun and Twisters actor denied rumors that he will be the next Ethan Hunt in the Mission Impossible series. Rumor had it that Tom Cruise was the one who wanted Powell to be his successor. Powell told Pat McAfee of The Pat McAfee Show there is no way he wants the role and would certainly never do his own stunts like Cruise does. Cruise created the role of Hangman in Top Gun Maverick for Powell after Powell lost out on playing Goose's son to Miles Teller. Seems like he's doing okay since then. Powell is currently filming The Running Man, a remake of the Arnold Schwarzenegger film from the 1990s. For those of you who are film noir buffs, I don't think I have to tell you, this is Noirvember. If you're looking for a good old black and white film to watch, check out In a Lonely Place with Humphrey Bogart. Bogart plays a cocky Hollywood writer suspected of killing a young starlet. The story has lots of twists and turns and has excellent acting. It's got all the elements you want in a good film noir and an ending you don't see coming. Happy Noirvember. There's not much left for Denzel Washington to achieve when it comes to his career. That is probably why he's mentioned retiring soon. The actor says he will star in the third Black Panther film. After that, he says he will do Othello and then King Lear and then hang it up. There is a lot of potential there to exit the business with a third Oscar for acting. Washington won Best Actor for Training Day and a Best Supporting Actor statue for Glory. Seems like he's really getting the hang of this acting thing. Fasten your seatbelts. There is a new Sexiest Man Alive for 2024, and his name is John Krasinski. The always humble Jim from The Office and star of A Quiet Place says when he got the news, he thought he was being punked. His wife, Emily Blunt, said if he won, she would wallpaper the house with magazine covers. Sounds like they have a busy weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wombo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers will end this morning, but it is going to stay cloudy here for a pretty good chunk of the day today. Our high 53 this afternoon. Tonight, 43. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 54 on Saturday and Sunday. Quite a few clouds, a few sprinkles Sunday, with highs in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.